Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there. The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Lauren, did you know that using the word yes can be considered part and parcel of your self-care?
Yes.
Well, we barely need to record an episode then, do we? If you're already a convert, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self-Care Club. In the words of Sir Richard Branson, life is a lot more fun when you say yes. It's amazing how that one little word can lead you on an incredible adventure. In fact, the founder of the Virgin Group is such a fan of saying yes that his nickname among his employees is Dr. Yes. Branson says he prefers to say yes instead of no because opportunity favours the bold. What does it represent when we say yes? Well, it means that we're open. Open to embracing new challenges and adopting and cultivating a growth mindset. It keeps us curious and it keeps us evolving. As Branson says, if somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later.
While learning how to say yes might seem like a no-brainer, we all have moments where the reaction is an automatic no. No thanks to drinks after work, no thanks to going to that party alone, no thanks to the blind date set up by your friend. Sometimes we just don't fancy it, and staying in on the sofa with the remote control feels much more appealing. What you may not realise, though, is that all the small no's might be getting you comfortable in blocking opportunities and just keeping you comfy in your safe zone. If you feel that it's okay to decline a friend's invite to their small party because you're shy, it then becomes easy to say no to the amazing invitation to their holiday home. I like this friend. To somewhere spectacular, maybe, that you've always wanted to visit. If you feel uncomfortable going to a networking event at work and pass on it, you may also be inclined to say no to taking on a project at work that you are totally ready for but feel intimidated by. You're just missing out on opportunity, basically. Yeah. Saying no can be a slippery slope to stagnation. Grant Davis, editor of Entrepreneur magazine, points out, no is easy. You don't have to change your life, much less get up off the couch with no. There's zero risk of failure with no. Of course, there's also zero chance of success.
Can you imagine what your life might look like if you said yes to everything for an entire year?
You'd be exhausted.
Not just the small things, but also the things that frighten you. The award-winning creator, writer and producer of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder and Bridgerton, Shonda Rhimes, did exactly that. And she credits it with changing her life. In her best-selling book, Year of Yes, Rhimes explained that it all started when her sister said just 6 words to her at Thanksgiving. You never say yes to anything.
Oh,
As a self-described introvert, this made her stop and resulted in a personal challenge for 1 year to say yes to all the things that scared her. She says, anything that made me nervous took me out of my comfort zone. I forced myself to say yes to, and a crazy thing happened. The very act of doing the thing that scared me undid the fear, made it not scary. My fear of public speaking, my social anxiety, poof, gone. It's amazing, the power of one word. One particular yes affected Rhymes' life in the most profound and unexpected way when her toddler asked her, do you want to play? At the time, she was heading out the door late to an appointment, but this was her year of yes, so she honoured the request. In the 15 minutes of play with her daughter, Rhymes rediscovered what she calls the hum, a deep flow state of creativity and fulfilment that she had previously only felt while working. The hum had been fading for her, but this playtime brought it back. Shonda Rhimes attributes this shift to saying yes to what she loved.
If you're still not convinced, we're going to list some benefits.
Yes.
Saying yes opens you up to new challenges and opportunity. If you wait until you feel 100% ready to chase an opportunity, the chances are it will have already passed you by. That man who asked for your number will be dating someone else. That promotion will have gone to your colleague who went for the job. That one space left on the holiday trip will be taken up by a more enthusiastic person. Saying yes means that you are open to moving past your comfort zone and embracing a new challenge. By saying yes, you naturally adopt a growth mindset, leading with your curiosity. Number two, you have to learn how to say no. We've done a week on that.
We have.
But this is a different kind of no.
Yeah.
With all the yeses you have been saying, life is full and busy, and now you're in a position where you can't take everything on all at the same time. You have a hunch that maybe if you carry on saying yes to everything, you might get burnt out. Well, you will. So you have to learn to exercise your no. After all, every time you say yes, you also say no by default to something else. Knowing what's right and wrong comes down to instinct, and this has been refined by all of the yeses you've said so far. You know what's good and not so good as well. You just have to decide on the big yes for any given moment and protect your investment in that by saying no to the rest. Saying yes empowers other people. Choosing to say yes acts as affirmation to others and their ideas. It tells them that you like their suggestion and that they matter, and it builds trust.
Saying yes creates an environment where it's safe to try and fail and learn. It also creates an environment that tolerates risk. You try new things and you use the successes and the failures as learning opportunities. And saying yes, as Branson says, makes life more fun. We know that going in the opposite direction to your instincts and saying yes can be hard and scary, but taking a risk opens far more doors than staying safe with a no.
Yeah.
So how do you begin to start saying yes?
Well, you feel the FOMO, Lauren.
Yeah.
If it's hard for you to take a leap, try to switch the narrative of your excuses. Instead of seeing why you shouldn't accept, imagine the best case scenario and think about how you'd feel missing out on that. Remember, no doesn't bring failure, but it also doesn't bring success either.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, a yes will always give you more than a no. That's nice. Mm. I really like that. A no is guaranteed failure. A no is usually backward progress. Motivate yourself by harnessing all the progress you've already made and drive it forward. Whether that's for your job, social life, or confidence, just keep going. So, with all this in mind, how could we not kick off January with a week of saying yes?
Yes! Do you know what I've been reading to get me into the frame of mind of a week of saying yes?
I don't. What have you been reading?
I've been reading the book Fuck It by John Parkin. It's actually a classic book, and there's loads in the series Fuck It Therapy, Fuck It This, Fuck It That. But the premise, as you can imagine, is just going through life, seeing these things, dealing with these things, and going, fuck it.
How did you feel going into the week?
Up for it. How did you feel?
Skeptical.
Why? I'm the skeptical one. You can't take that mantle.
I'm only skeptical when you're not, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I think no, the word no, is very empowering and very important.
Mm-hmm.
And people are usually dreadful at saying no.
Especially women, as we discovered in the show.
Yeah, and we recorded that a very long time ago. So long ago that we've talked about possibly doing another show on using your no.
Yeah.
And I think, like we said before, when you use your no, you're saying yes to something else. When you use your yes, you're saying no to something else. So it's all about being intentional and aware as to what you're agreeing to or not agreeing to.
Well, the yes and the no kind of go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand, but I think this is why I was skeptical. I was so empowered by no and that week, and I use my no a lot in a really helpful, supportive way, that actually a week of saying yes, I wasn't just going to say yes to everything. I don't want to do that. So it's like kind of changing the mindset a bit.
I don't use my no enough. And I don't use it as much as you do. And I'm not boundaried enough around my no. But I am also not that great with my yes. I'm sort of somewhere in the middle.
But I wouldn't say you are, actually, because you're not non-committal. It's not like if I say to you, oh, should we go to this next week? You wouldn't say, oh, I don't know, let me see. And
no, I'm not non-committal, but I also really enjoy taking the path of the least resistance. So if I don't have to say no or yes, that's fine. But it's not in my nature to be a yes woman. Yeah, yeah, let's do this. Yeah, yeah. It's not really, it doesn't come naturally to me. So I knew this was...
No, you're not. I would agree with that.
Right.
I would totally agree with that.
I knew that this
was a lovely example this morning.
Yeah. So I knew that this was
a new product was coming in. People want to know what I'm talking about. A new product was coming in that we're going to do a show on. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to ruin the surprise. Mm-hmm. And I asked her on what colour she would like. And she goes, oh, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking want it. I'm not going to fucking use it anyway. What a load of shit, was her initial response.
Yeah.
And I said, we all know you're going to use it. I'm so bored of listening to you and your resistance and your skepticism towards absolutely anything. I'm completely ignoring it.
Anyway, she's getting me the one in black. Are you? Is that what I'm getting?
Okay. Getting black.
Yeah.
So no, you would never go, yeah, that sounds great. Let's try that. That sounds really fun.
No, I don't think that many people would describe me as particularly enthusiastic.
No.
So
you're not.
This was a week I needed, I think.
Okay.
Well, so yeah, I was up for it.
Let's just get into it.
In a weird way. A freaky weird way.
I think it was your idea, wasn't it?
Was it?
Maybe not.
I can't remember. It's quite a long time ago we decided to
do this show. Right, come on in.
Shall I start with we sort of did the beginning of this week together. So shall I start with our joint voice note? Or not?
I can't even remember what the voice note was.
I'm going to play it you and then you'll remember it.
Let's just, for the sake of the clubbers, explain the conversation that we're having now.
Well, there's a couple of potential deals in the pipeline. One is with a book agent and one is with a management company.
Yeah.
And we've been procrastinating about both, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been sitting on it. We've been sleeping on it. We've been
thinking about
dallying back and forwards and looking at the reasons why we shouldn't and should delay. And this morning, we've both come together having both felt woken up like... Why are we saying no?
Why are we not saying yes? Why are we not saying yes? Because we're not saying no, are we? We're just not saying yes.
And
what would happen if we did say yes? Lots of more opportunity and possibility, which is the whole point of saying
yes.
But saying yes to the things that you want, not just yes to everything, because that burns you out.
This morning, I feel like we just should say yes.
Okay. Got butterflies in my tummy.
And we did, didn't we?
That was a long time ago. That was
the 26th of October that voice recording was from, when we decided to do yes. And
we did. It was quite a day.
That was like a major morning for us. Because we both woke up feeling the same way that morning. And we both were like, yes, fuck it. Yes.
So we signed with the management company.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't quite sign with the book agent.
No.
But we did say yes. And then, I'm just being really honest. And then we changed our mind on that one.
Well, we got offered another opportunity. And we said yes to it.
So we. So it's funny, actually, that they had different results. So we said yes to the management company. We're still working with them. They've been absolutely great. It was a really good yes. It was a solid yes. It was something we needed to say yes to.
It was.
And I'm delighted that we have.
Mm.
And then the book agent, we said yes quite quickly. And it felt exciting at the time. And then someone else came into the mix and offered us a different deal. And then we had two offers on the table.
We had two yeses.
We had two yeses. So, and we knew really intuitively which one we wanted to go for. And then I felt bad because the other book agent, I really liked her.
I did too. But it wasn't the right choice for us.
It wasn't the right choice at that time.
No.
And it might be in the future. So we then had to sort of tidy that up a bit.
Yeah, didn't we? That was okay. But the feeling that morning, and I really remember it, was just a real feeling of opportunity. Like, we're saying yes. And by saying yes, we are creating potentially these amazing opportunities for ourselves.
Well, yes. Yes. But it didn't come, one yes, 100%, it worked out, it was great. Mm-hmm. And the other yes, it wasn't the right time to say yes.
It doesn't matter because the same, the
it
end effect.
It does matter. Of course it matters. Oh my God, it matters.
Why?
Hugely.
The effect was the same. We just got a different book agent, but we were ready to say yes to the project.
We
and
said,
I think that's the point.
We were always saying yes to the project. That was never in question. We said yes to the wrong thing. We did.
It became real, I think.
We said yes prematurely is what we said because we just wanted to get it underway. So I don't think that that should go unnoted.
I don't know, because if the other opportunity hadn't presented itself, and it did, and it was quite coincidental sort of that that came about, weren't really expecting it, I don't think we would feel disappointed about the yes that we had made. If we just said yes, nothing else had happened.
No, that's a good point. I take that on board. But it was still, look, it panned out how it panned out. It was still the wrong yes. So you can say yes to everything, but it's not always going to be the right yes. You have to be very intentional about it, like you do with your no.
I'm not sure, when I'm thinking about it in the round, that it matters for many things. For some, obviously, it does.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
I mean that you might say yes, and it might turn out to be not that amazing, not what you expected, not as great as you thought. But you still took the opportunity and you still did it. And you must have learnt more about all sorts of things than if you had just said no and never experienced it. It might not always be a great yes, but it's still a learning experience.
But if we'd have said no,
yeah,
or we'd have paused that for another week, and not said yes, we would still be in exactly the same position we are now. But we wouldn't have not led someone on. We didn't lead her on. We were always honest with her, but we wouldn't have pulled someone else into it.
In this particular instance, yes. But I think I'm looking at it as two great opportunities presented themselves in 1 week, and we both sat in the not knowing, and then that morning we were ready to say yes to both things.
Yes. Yes. But they didn't just present themselves. We'd created it. We'd gotten ourselves to a position where these offers were starting to come in.
But it was an unusual morning to have both of these things to say yes or no to.
Yes, but one of them we shouldn't have.
Okay.
We shouldn't have. And that's how I feel about it. So, you know, I don't think it's always... I just think you have to be very intentional about it.
Okay. I feel a bit more kind of... throw caution to the wind about it.
I don't know why. Literally swap places.
And
I think you get yourself into a lot. If you start saying yes to everything, you get yourself into a lot of trouble.
Well, you have to, of course, apply some caution. But I think I'm talking more about I'm much more of a worrier than you. Right. So this week, and I've been reading this book, Fuck It, and then I had 14 people for lunch. And I went through this whole thing of like, oh, I'm not sure I've got enough and I've got to feed the kids first and will there be this and will there be that? And I like sent Ollie out to get more meat and there wasn't the right meat and blah, 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 blah. And he came home and I just said, do you know what? Fuck it. Like, if there isn't enough and everyone's starving hungry at 3 o'clock, I'll order a pizza. Like, I don't care. Just yes. Like, everything's fine. I don't know. It just put me in this different state of mind of like,
well, it sounds like it reduced some worry for you.
It did.
Yeah.
It's like it made me kind of just let go of something.
It sounds like you're saying no to something. What are you saying no to and what are you saying yes to?
I was kind of saying, yes, I'm happy that what I've made and what I've got is enough. And if it isn't, I'm not going to worry about it.
So you're saying no to the worry and you're saying yes to accepting what is.
I think so. Nice. I think so. Shall I play you my next voice note? I can't remember what it is.
So it's Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Oh, yeah. And my husband's just texted me completely out of the blue saying, do you fancy going out for a bite to eat tonight? Now, Bake Off is on at 8 o'clock. It's a really grim, rainy day. I know that I've got a mega late night tomorrow because I'm on the radio starting at 11 p.m. So truthfully, I kind of want to just stay home on the sofa. But we are saying yes this week. And also, what a lovely thing to do to text me and ask me out on a date for dinner. And what could come of it apart from just having a nice evening and spending quality time together, which we haven't had much of lately. So I have just said, yes, please. That sounds lovely.
Gorgeous. Perfect. Lovely example.
Okay, thank you.
So earlier today, Nicole and I went for a meeting that she had set up for us to talk about doing our first live show. Now, when I say that I woke up feeling sick just at the thought of the meeting, I mean, actually just even talking about the meeting a few days previously had put me in a right grump because I felt so resistant to it. So we went to the meeting. I thought, I'm just going to listen. I'm going to keep an open mind. And I listened to what these ladies had to say and what it was they were asking us to do. And we left the meeting and we were walking down the street and Nicole was like, well, and I said, yes.
That was what happened.
Yeah, now we're doing it on March the 6th, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes.
You were always going to say yes to that. You were always going to say yes to that because it's something we should be doing.
I sort of am tying in the yes with the fuck it.
Mm.
As in like, fuck it, comma, yes. Because what is the worst? What is the worst that happens? We're a bit rubbish. People don't like it. I feel a bit embarrassed. I don't feel like I've done a good job. Well, if all those things happen, which I would be disappointed if they did, but let's just say for the sake of argument, all of the above happened, I'm still going to have come away from that. A, having done it. B, having learnt what doesn't work.
Mm. You come away a wiser, better person.
If I say no, I'm much more comfortable in the no.
Yeah.
Much more comfortable.
But you don't learn anything.
But what? How have I grown? What have I learned?
Yeah.
What opportunities have I let go by staying at home that night?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, yeah, you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose,
so,
really.
Well, I have a little bit to potentially lose, but
not,
I don't know.
Not really. Not really.
So
not really.
Fuck it, yes.
And also, we know each other well enough now to know that we work well together. How bad could it possibly be? We'll make people laugh a bit. How bad could it possibly be?
Even if it is bad.
Well, it won't be bad.
I'll know what was bad.
Yes.
So I'm finding the yes quite liberating.
Nice.
Because it goes against my very, very cautious nature. And that's the other difference between you and me is I'm much more cautious in everything that I do.
You are, yeah.
So it's very unnatural for me to just go, yeah, yeah, fine, whatever.
You do say yes, yes, fine, whatever, once you've gone down that path. So if it's the path well known, you're like, yeah, whatever. So,
yeah,
example, the YouTube live. The first YouTube live we did, you got yourself into such a state about it.
Yeah.
You were so nervous, so anxious, sleepless night.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even speak to me that day. It was a whole...
I literally didn't speak to you the whole day.
You aired, ghosted me.
I did.
So it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then we did it.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was great, actually. And then we've done a few since. And now you're like, I mean, the last one we did, we didn't even plan the show until about 2 hours before.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Now.
You go from total
abject horror and fear to just not caring at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
It's the known path for you. It's about the unknown.
Yeah.
You're not good with it.
No, I'm not great with it. So,
okay.
There you go. That's kind of my week.
Okay. Well, let's kick mine off with a voice note.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra five pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Oh, I am winning at this week's practice. Yes, I am. My mother-in-law offered to make all the desserts for Christmas Day. And
winning.
I went to say, no, it's fine, don't worry. But because we're doing a week of yes, guess what I did? I said, yes, thank you, I'm just going to say yes. And you know what she said? She said, thank you, that's great. So it was a gift to her and a gift to me. It was immensely uncomfortable because I'm so programmed to say, no, I'll do it all myself. But honestly, week of saying yes, I'm here for it.
I like the way you mixed in a bit of the, you didn't really ask for help because you were offered the help, but you took the help and you hate that.
Oh, listen to my next voice note.
Learning a lot about myself in this week of saying yes and how uncomfortable I am to let people help me. It's kind of going back to the week of asking for help. It feels weirdly similar. My friend in the gym offered to do me a favour. She's a lawyer, so she offered to look over something for me. And I was going to say, no, that's fine, because, you know, I don't want to put anyone out at any point. But actually, she's being really kind and she's offering. And you know what I did? I said yes. Guess what? She looked over the contract. Guess what? She was really helpful. Guess what? She saved me a few £100 without having to send it to another lawyer that I had to pay. Very happy. Bought her a cup of coffee. Immensely grateful. Loving life.
I still have my reservations about it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I'm someone that doesn't grab opportunity and possibility.
I agree.
Yeah. So I really do move forward with my life. So it's not like I don't feel like I needed this practice particularly. And I think that from what I see happening, I think people need to practice and work on their no a lot more than they do their yes. And I get that people get very stuck, and I love this, fuck it, just do it. If you're someone that needs that push, I'm not that person.
Okay, I'll give you a really kind of little example. Yesterday, Ollie was like, you know, the whole of the Christmas holidays, we've done loads of stuff, but we haven't done a lot of stuff like just the five of us together because it's been with other people or whatever. So he booked bowling because, you know, everyone can bowl, the little ones, the big ones, whatever. And he was like, oh, you don't want to go, do you? You don't want to do it. And I thought, they could all leave the house for the afternoon and I could be like on my own. That would be nice. But then I'm missing out. And I was like, yes, I want to come. And so we all went, the five of us. And actually, it was really fun. And I discovered that I'm better at bowling than my children. The only sport I beat them at, apart from archery. And then we all went out for dinner and we had a really nice time. And
it's great. I like all that. I like all that.
I'm only giving myself opportunity with the yes.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I like that you're bringing that and that we're highlighting this because it's important.
We're having very different experiences of the yes.
I just think it needs to have intention.
Do you feel the yes can potentially exploit you a bit?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
That's really interesting.
Not necessarily me, because I'm a very boundary person.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really get myself into a situation that I can't get myself out of.
I mean, are you going down the route of like, here, snort this, and do you want to come back to my flat?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
But just agreeing to do things that you don't really want to do. I think that's dangerous. I do. So I can't really give an example. The other thing I have said yes to is... But I think I'm quite a yes person at the same time.
I'm trying to figure out what this is, what's going on underneath this. Do you feel like the yes tramples on your boundaries, potentially?
It wouldn't trample on mine.
But others.
But it could trample on others. If you are a people pleaser.
Yeah.
If you are someone who likes to do right by people. If you are someone who doesn't put your own needs before everybody else's. And there are a lot of people around there like that. Then this can be problematic. And I just wanted to... And that's why I'm uncomfortable with
it. I am that person. I am a people pleaser. I don't like asking for help, as we learned, and all of those things. I'm all of those things. But I also feel that combined with that, I then also don't like to say yes to stuff for myself. I deny myself by not saying yes. It's all part of the same thing.
Yep.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't use the yes when the yes could benefit me.
Look, the yes did benefit me with those two examples that I gave.
It did.
They really benefited me.
Yeah, and did you feel okay about the yes?
I felt good about it because there was a different perspective. There was a different lens on it. So I could say yes. Mm. And then I did this race back in at the end of November. And then a month later or so, my trainer, he's very into this race, and there's another one in April. And he said to me, right, I want to train you for it, because he didn't really train me for it last time. And he said, but I want you to do it in. And he gave me the time that he wants me to do it in. And my initial reaction was, no, forget it. I'm not going to do it in that time. There's just, I don't want the pressure. And then I had this, hold on a second. This is a week of saying yes or a month of saying yes. Just trust him. Just say yes. Mm. So I did. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in the midst of all this training and I'm absolutely loving it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy I said yes. Mm. I think I probably would have said yes anyway, because he would have talked me around. It was just a confidence thing. But I think it can be a beautiful practice, but I think it can also be problematic. And I think you just use the yes, like you use a no, wisely. Mm. With balance, with self-respect, with understanding what the things, with boundary.
I don't think I'm ever going to go cray cray on the yes. because it's just not in my nature. But I also feel like a part of me...
But you're not a self-destructive person either.
Oh, God, I'm the very opposite. I'm a self-denying person.
In any respect.
No, I'm complete self-denier. But I think I need the excuse of the yes to drive me forward.
I get it. And I like it for you. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's good for me.
But I think if you're someone that struggles and that you can be self-destructive in certain areas, then just the saying yes...
Oh, no. Well, then it's insane.
To other people's demands and other people's needs and not... saying yes to your own. I guess just prioritize your own self-care first. Say yes to that, maybe however that looks.
Just knowing what type of person you are. Yeah, if you are some sort of real hedonistic, impulsive person, but it's not
even
great for
but you. But you don't even need to be hedonistic. Like there's a situation going on with a friend of mine and she keeps saying yes to a certain person in her life about something. And it's not working for her. And she's doing it because she loves the other person, she wants to help and all of this, but actually she's burning herself out with it. So that she's being a good friend and all of those things, but actually she's not saying yes to her own needs.
Okay, I've got it. So I think that the saying yes has to be saying yes to your own wants,
self-care,
desires. Self-care, not saying yes to other people, other things, external factors. But when the yes comes from inside, when the yes comes from, I'm feeling some fear about this, I'm feeling some worry around it, it's making me feel frightened, anxious, whatever words you want to put. When the yes helps you get out of that.
Like with the Hyrox, with the race. Just saying yes to it. Just say yes to the training, yes to the program, yes to the... to him wanting to help me, yes to him getting the most, just say yes. It's brilliant. Absolutely great. So I've got all the opportunity in the world now to run a great race. Brilliant. Lovely. Right. That's a very easy yes. The yes of you going bowling with your family.
No, that's
a great yes.
It's a tiny yes. But
it's an important one. It's a great one because you're only going to gain.
I'm only going to gain.
You're only going to get something wonderful and fulfilled out of it, right? By you sitting at home on the couch, what were you going to
gain?
Nothing.
A lot, no.
Nothing.
But the thing about doing the live show, that was a difficult yes.
But it's also a good yes.
I needed the yes to get me out of the stagnant state.
I understand.
It's a driving force for me.
And I'm always, yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's me as a person.
Yeah.
So for me to find my no is probably a more empowering stance.
With it. Okay. Get it. Got it.
Do we need to summarise? I mean, that was kind of a summary.
Oh, that's a very lengthy summary.
Should we just go into whether it's coming in the club or not?
Yes. For me, I'm not taking the piss. But for me, 2023, I'm really going to do more yesing.
I love it. I love it.
I love it for me.
So we're saying yes, but in a boundaried way.
I'm saying yes to the things that I need a yes to push, to drive me forward.
I like it. Not just yes to anything.
No.
And other people's demands.
Definitely not that.
Love it. So I love the distinction and I'm pleased that we got there.
And very interesting that we have such a different feeling about the yes.
Did you think I was just going to...
I thought you'd be real down with the yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Well, I like to keep it interesting and mysterious. I don't want you getting bored in this relationship.
You always call me mysterious and I'm the least mysterious.
I take the piss. I don't really think you're
good,
mysterious.
There is no one less mysterious than me.
I don't do mysterious, that does my head in.
Oh God.
Anyway, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed that, come and make sure you're joining us on all our social channels, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, the Facebook group. Everything is in our show notes, all our links. So just scroll down, you'll see everything there. Come onto YouTube. We'll be back on Wednesday with another snippet show, just an old 10-minute clip from one of our old shows that we've enjoyed. And we'll be back on Friday with the epilogue show, where we get to hear from you about how you get on with saying yes. We will see you then.
Bye-bye.